Morning. Thank you, sweetie, for waiting. Wasn't Mary Vallivanti fun? If you ever need a pet sitter, I'm telling you, she's the girl.
Well, I will have to remember that because I have four dogs and two cats. Pet sitters are always a good thing to have in my back pocket here.
Absolutely. Well, I know that the chamber is busy again. What would you like us to start with?
Well, I think I will start with something we're most excited about. It's our inaugural Young Professional Summit. We have a very active and robust young professional group, and they have their own board, which mimics the chamber board. And they're key leaders in the 21 to 40 year old category, although we don't card. So if you show up at a young professional social or event, you can just be young at heart,
as
they
nice.
Say. So the summit is going to be this Friday at the Grand Hotel. We have a full day. Registration starts at 8, and then we're going to end our speaker panel will be with Kevin Moeller, who is doing Getting the Most Out of Networking, at which time we will adjourn and go to Bucky's Lounge and have a little
networking
sunset hour so you can network and visit. But we're very excited. Dr. Gia Wiggins is going to talk about managing conflict in the workforce. And we've got Joel Hughes coming from Troy, and he's going to talk about generational differences and how to make a cohesive team, understanding those generational differences. So I'm really excited to see that. I'm glad I get to hang out tomorrow, Friday. And then we have Frank O'Prandy that is coming in from Auburn. He's in charge of graduate career services for the Harvard School of Business, and he's doing a LinkedIn session. And we're also going to have Frank conduct a LinkedIn session on Thursday afternoon at Bryant Bank from 3 to 5. And you can bring your computer and sit there and really master your LinkedIn profile. And he can tell you what it should be and what you should include. So I'm very excited, although I will say you must register for both of those. And you can call the Chamber office at 928-6387. Because there is limited, I think we have 5 spots maybe available in the Young Professionals, and we have about 4 left in that Thursday afternoon LinkedIn class.
Okay.
So,
okay. 928-6387. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And then before you know it, it's going to be July, and the morning marketing meeting is always the first Thursday.
No, the business after hours.
So that's what I meant to say.
That's
business
what you meant to say. Hours, I knew that's what you meant
you
to say.
You could read my mind.
And this is a special business after hours. It's at the U.S. Sports Academy in Daphne off of 98. And, you know, growing up here, we always thought that building was like, you know, the FBI and the CIA. and it was it was very mysterious. But they have one of the world's largest collection of sports, art, and memorabilia. Incredible gallery. I mean, just a wonderful place. And they are hosting business after hours. It's 5 to 7. And we'll be doing our Jubilee Festival art unveiling.
Oh, wow.
So we will have our artists there, and everybody will get the first glimpse of the Jubilee Festival art. So it's a big deal. And the Sports Academy just puts on such a nice event. And so we encourage folks, come out. Again, it's 5 to 7. If you're not a member of the chamber and you just want to see what it's about, you are welcome. We ask people to register just so we know kind of the number for food and beverage.
Right.
But if you just happen to be by there and want to stop in, I promise we aren't going to throw you out.
So, and that's Thursday, July 1st,
yes,
from 5 until 7 at the Sports Academy in Daphne. So the morning marketing meetings are not the first Thursday. They're usually, what, the third Thursday morning?
Yes,
so
Thursday
you've got a
morning.
Wide variety, whatever works best for folks, a morning or an afternoon, or of course some do both.
Well, you absolutely teed something up for me. The morning marketing meeting, we have moved it to 8:15 rather than 8, just so if people have to get kids somewhere or what have you, it gives everybody a little bit of extra time, especially with some of the traffic. So morning marketing meeting, I believe our next one will be in Daphne at the Civic Center area within the Senior Center. We're in the card room there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have a sponsor that brings coffee and breakfast, and you get to stand up and give your elevator story and meet and greet other businesses. So, but some people can't do early morning, nor do they get to do late afternoon for whatever reason. So we have started our small group program, and one of those is called Network at Noon. And every month we pick three restaurants that are members of the chamber, and one Spanish Fort, one in Daphne, and one in Fairhope. So today at Network and Noon, I will be at Wing Fingers for lunch, and we will have we have 10 participants. So you pick where you want to have lunch. You show up. Everybody gets their own lunch, but you show up and you meet new friends and see some of your old friends, but now, you don't really know who's going to be there.
I can do that. You the can noon do thing that. Works yes. great for my schedule.
So you're welcome to join us today at Wing Fingers at
noon. Okay. All right. So I just need to go to the website or the Facebook page or find the calendar.
Well, you know what? I can always do that for
you. Of course, you send it to us. But yes. I mean, in general, that's what folks would
every,
do.
We typically do it on the third third or fourth Wednesday. It kind of depends on the restaurant. And, of course, now with some of our workforce issues, you know, we are working around their schedule and being sure they're staffed. But we have 10 people, nine and a chamber person. And it's been really fun because it's a mix of members that have been there for a while and brand new members. Mm-hmm. And I met and learned so much about some local businesses that are in our area now. And that is going great guns. We have Mancy's today and it's booked. And we also have Original Oyster House today and it is booked full. So we're excited about these new approaches for small groups. We have Misfit Adventures, and the last one of those, we went and picked berries at Weeks Bay Plantation.
Fun.
I think coming up soon, we may even be having a beer yoga. It's not a misfit. You're not a misfit on an adventure. It's an adventure that's a little bit of a little quirky, you know, right. out of the norm. Liz led a hike through Blakely State Park 2 months ago, and we had 13 people. And again, it brings people together over a shared interest rather than strictly business. And I think a lot of people saw our pictures of margaritas and tractors at JBT Power a couple of months ago on Cinco de Mayo. So we're doing ladies night. We did a acrylic pour at Stuart Heath Gallery. So some of the ladies small groups are literally 10 to 12 people. Some are going to be 20 people. The ladies groups are going to, and we're still looking for the right name. Anybody that submits a name for our ladies small group and wins gets a $50 gift card to Provisions.
I'll have to think about that. So, I've got one in mind
already.
So, you know,
we want something a little creative instead of women in business. I mean, you know, we're all in business. We all work hard, and this is a chance to network and have fun doing something that you always like, you know, I really want to do that. But you just don't work it in. But somehow when it's related to the chamber, you feel like you're doing business, and you are. You're meeting and greeting and making
strengthening the bonds and that relationship.
Right. And women like to network over events and become friends, and then we're fiercely loyal to their business, our friends' businesses. And so just trying to make things a little different, and for folks who aren't comfortable still in bigger arenas, the small groups provide a different atmosphere. So we're real excited about our small groups, if you can't tell.
I know you are. And so we can go to the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce website to learn all about this.
Yes.
Click on the calendar of events. You have like the chamber calendar and then a community calendar.
Yes, we do. So if you're curious, you know, what's going on, I've got people coming into town. You can check out our community calendar, and you can check out exploreeasternshore.com. which is our tourism website, and we have food trails for Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope. We have a day on the water or a history tour. So if you've got folks coming in and you're like, what am I going to do?
I see that all the time on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got some folks coming in town. What can we do? So go to
exploreeasternshore.com.
Exploreeasternshore.com.
And also on eschamber.com, you will find the community calendar and the chamber calendar.
Wonderful.
And our website is brand new. We just launched that maybe about 6 weeks ago. And so we have a new look and feel, and very excited about our new website. So we hope everybody will check that out.
Good. And that's eschamber.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
very
ma'am.
Good. Thank you so much, Casey Gay Williams.
You are welcome.
Eastern Shore Chamber, joining us the fourth Wednesday of each month here on Community Contact. If you